first case of the series is in the Mishpat Shlomo Chelek Dalek, and the case is like this. It's something that happens very often, and the shiur is really going to be based on this format. There's one detail where we'll disagree a little bit, but I'm really following his format. The case was someone went to a store, and I guess he didn't say how it happened, but an easy way to happen is, like, you're traveling and you go to a store, you park your car a few blocks away, and you made a purchase, and you ask the storekeeper, can you watch this while I get my car, or while I go shopping other places? And the storekeeper said, put it in the corner. And the storekeeper got distracted, and he forgot to watch it. And when the person came back and said, where's my bag? He says, I forgot completely about it. I don't know where it is. I come in Shia, a case of negligence. So what's the halacha? But the issue is, to become a shomer, this is clear in halacha, you have to accept upon yourself that you're going to watch it. Right? You only are responsible as even a shomer chinam if you accept to be the shomer. You accept to say, okay, I'll watch it for you. Right? And if you don't accept to be a shomer, you're not a shomer. Like if someone, we'll talk more about it, but someone comes here and leaves their laptop computer over there on the table, and they walk out and I leave my door open and someone steals it, I was never a shomer. And you can't say, oh, it was a pshia for leaving the door open. You never told me that I should watch your laptop. I didn't even know it was there. Right? So what we're dealing with tonight is what words does a person say that makes him a shomer? What does a person have to say to make him a shomer? If I ask you, will you watch this for me, and you say okay, so then you're a shomer, right? Or certainly if you say, I'll watch it for you. But what are the exact words that are used to make someone a shomer, and what words do not make a person a shomer? That's the topic tonight. Once someone becomes a shomer, so then we have rules of the Torah that tell us what he's responsible for. If he is a shomer, if he has accepted responsibility to watch this, then we know if he's not getting paid, he's responsible for negligence. If he is getting paid, he's chaya for geneva v'aveka. Right? So what we want to know is he even a shomer at all over here? Right? That's our issue. And we start with the Mishnah of Metzia. Rav Metzia, Mishnah on Peyam Beis. The Mishnah says, Shmarli. Someone asked a person, watch this object for me. And the person replied, V'amarle, he sent it back to him, Hanachlafan, I put it down here. Put it down in front of me. So Shomer Chino. He has accepted upon himself to be a Shomer Chino. Right? He didn't say yes. Shmarli, watch it for me. If he says, put it down in front of me, leave it here in front of me, that's a way of saying, I'm accepting upon myself the shmir. I'm now a shomer, and based on that, he's going to be chayiv for pshia. He'll be chayiv for negligence. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna. The Gemara, the next daf, brings the Mishnah, then Rav Huna says on that. Amar lo, if he said to him, Hanach lefa necha, right, the same case. Ruvein and Shimon, watch this for me. And Shimon said back, leave it in front of yourself. So then, he's obviously not a shomer at all. He's like sarcastic. So, yeah, put it over there in front of you. I'm not watching it. Leave it in front of yourself. Right? That certainly, he's not accepting any responsibility. He said, leave it in front of you. I'm not responsible for it. Now, the Gemara has a shayla. What happens if he answered, leave it? And Taz says, the same thing if he says, leave it here. Right, he didn't say in front of me, which would be mashal, I'm responsible. He didn't say leave it by you, which means that I'm not responsible. He said, leave it here, leave it. So what's the din there? So the Gemara first wants to, it's not in the handout here, but the Gemara first wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, only if it's hanach lefanai, if I said leave it in front of me, I'm a shomer. Mashal, if I just say leave it, I'm not a shomer. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya from there, because Rav Guna said, if you say leave it in front of you, then you're not a shomer. That's mash. If you say leave it stam, you are a shomer. So the Gemara says you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah or from Rav Huna, because we're asking for a middle case. The Mishnah said if I say leave it in front of me, I become a shomer. If I say leave it in front of you, Rav Huna says, you're definitely not a shomer. What happens if I say leave it? I don't say in front of me or in front of you. Does leave it mean yes? That's really bottom line. When I say leave it or leave it here, the way the Taz says, am I saying yes? Right? Our case. He went to the store, and the storekeeper said, hold it for me. Can you hold it for me while I get my car? And he said, leave it here. Right? Or leave it. So that's our case. And that's the Gemara's Shailah. So Gemara then says, Lema ketanoi. Let's say that this Shailah is really Machlokes Tanoi. The Mishnah Baba Kama, we'll see the Mishnah in greater detail soon, the Gemara at least. The Mishnah says, Im hichnis b'shus. If I go to someone's yard and I ask him, can I leave my animal in your yard? And the owner said, fine, bring it in. That's the way Rashi explains it. He said, oh, bring it in. So I came in with permission. So the Tana Kama says, Bal chatzer chayiv. If the landowner's animals damaged my animal or ate up my fruits that I brought in there, he is responsible to pay, because the chara means he's accepting responsibility to watch it. That's the Tana Kama. Rebbe Yomi Rebbe says, but Kula Meina Chayiv, he's not chayiv in any of those cases, whether his animals ate it, whether his animal damaged the other animal. He's not chayiv to pay Ashi Kabbalah Vala Vais Lishma, unless he expressly says, I am becoming a shomer. So the Gemara wants to say that our Shaila is that Machlokes Tanoim. Just like there's a Machlokes Tanoim, what the din is when someone asks, can I bring this into your yard? And you say, bring it in. So there's a machlokas whether the owner of the yard, the landowner, accepted responsibility for damages or not, that whether his property were damaged. The same thing, if I say to someone asking me to watch his object, leave it, it'll be a machlokas whether that leave it meant that I'm accepting responsibility or not. Seems to be a clear analogy. The Gemara says, no, it's not a good raya. In fact, the Gemara, what's the raya? There's a difference between the two cases. The case that Aramish is talking about, they're in the middle of the market. They're in a neutral ground. They're out in the streets, and he's asking to watch this thing for me. The Mishnah of Baba Kama was talking about you're going into someone's private yard. You're going to his private property. Right? What's the difference between the two cases? Because you could say like this. Maybe the Tana Kama only said over there that he's responsible. The Tana Kama said he is a shomer. That's only because the chatzir. He's talking about a chatzir of asnaturihi, because a chatzir is a private property. And when I say, bring your thing here, I'm saying, bring it in and I'll watch it for you. This is my private property. If I say, bring it here, there I'm saying, yeah, and I'll watch it. But in our case, a marketplace isn't a place where things are generally kept for safekeeping. And when I say, leave it, I'm advising you, yeah, put it down here, but you're going to watch it. I'm not watching. It's not my property. It's not my land over here. Inami, you could say the other way. Rebbe only said over there that you're not a chatzer, you're going to someone's private property. Because when I say, yeah, you could bring it in, that's the Ayulili Rishusa coming by the Mishkamine. I'm giving you, because you need Rishus to even walk into my property. And when I give you permission, when I give you permission to come in, I'm giving you permission that you could stay on my private property. But you have to watch your own thing. I'm just saying that you could stay here. But if you're in the market, but in the marketplace, I don't need to give you permission to stay here. You have as much right to be here as I do. So if I say, leave it, I'm saying, leave it here and I'm going to watch it. Because if I'm saying it means, yeah, you can leave it here, but you're going to have to watch it. You need Rishus to sit down in there, Rishus Aravim. So either way, you can't bring a raya from the case of a chot or private property to a case in a marketplace, because on one hand it has an advantage, on one hand it has a disadvantage. Private property has an advantage that things are guarded there, so there, maybe there when I say leave it, maybe only there I'm saying leave it and I'll watch it, because it makes sense. It's in my yard and I'll watch it. Simple. I watch my things in my yard, I'll watch your things in my yard. On the other hand, maybe if it's in my yard, when I say leave it there, you ask me, can you leave your bicycle in my yard? I'm saying, you want to leave your bicycle in my yard, it's my private property. Yeah, you could leave it in my yard, but I'm not taking responsibility to wash it. I'm giving you permission to use my yard to keep your bicycle there, which ordinarily you wouldn't have a right to do. In a marketplace, though, where I ask you, can you wash this for me? And I say, yeah, leave it here, leave it. So there I don't have to give you permission to leave your bicycle in the Mishnah Sarab, and there I'm obviously saying, leave it here and I'll wash it for you. Right? That's the two ways of looking at it. So the Gemara ends up not answering its shaila of what happens in a marketplace. Right? First we're going to talk about a marketplace, neutral territory, where Reuven has Shimon, can you wash this object for me? And Shimon says, leave it, or leave it here. Right? If he says, leave it in front of me, so then he's accepting Shmir. If he says, yes, he's accepting Shmir, I'll wash it for you. And if he says, leave it in front of you, leave it, then for sure he's not accepting responsibility. But if he says, leave it, so the Gemara asks the Shaila, and it has no answer. There's no answer to it. And because of that, the Rishonim say, since the Gemara doesn't answer the question, so what do you do when you have a suffix, you don't know how to paskin, so when you come to Mammon, it's suffix Mammon Lekula, and you can't force the would-be Shomer to pay, because maybe he's not a Shomer. He says something ambiguous. We have no proof that he accepted upon himself responsibility. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin, Simon Reish Sadiyala Sifbeis, on the other side of the handout. Shomer Chinam Hu, a Shomer Chinam is someone, Shehifkit Eslo Kesev Okelim or Behema, that someone deposited to him money, utensils, an animal, or anything, lishmar, to watch it. He accepted upon himself that responsibility to watch it. Even if he didn't say it explicitly that he is accepting the responsibility to watch it. But he said to him, leave it in front of me. Like the Mishnah said, that's the Pashit Tzach of the Mishnah. But if he said, leave it by you, which Rav Huna said, for sure you're not saying Shemira, oh, Hanaf Stam, or the Gemara Shaila, he said, Hanaf Stam, just leave it, Stam, he didn't say in front of me or in front of you. So, Afila Shamachinam Lo Havi, he's not even a Shamachinam, Veinuchai Shuva Kla, he doesn't have to make a Shuva to say what happened to it, he's not a Shamir at all. So, that's the first part, that's the first section. Hanach v'shuk, if you say, leave it in the marketplace, that was a shayla. That was a shayla that the Gemara did not answer. So since we're not sure what it means, you don't become a shomer. Okay, so that's the first case. Now what happens though, what do we do about the second case that we saw indirectly? Indirectly, the Gemara said a case of Hanach v'chatzir, where he said, leave it in the chatzir. Right? That was a machlokis, tanoim. Right? Suppose I have a courtyard, and you ask me, can I leave this in your backyard? And I said, leave it. Right? So that, or I say, bring it in. But I didn't say, bring it in and I'll wash it. I didn't say anything explicitly. So, in that case, we had a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama said, he is a shomer. And Rebbe said that he's not a shomer. That was a machlokes. So how do we pass it? So, and here it's based on the Sugya and Bava Kama, it's a Machlokas Rishonim and a Machlokas Apostle. The Rif and the Rambam, they pass them like Rebbe. They say Lukula, it's a Machlokas, we go Lukula. Tosus and the Rosh pass them like the Chachamim, the Rabbim, and they say that in a case of a Chatzir, you are responsible if you say Hanach, right? What's the Svar? Because like we said, then in a marketplace where it's neutral ground and I say leave it there, I'm not implying any responsibility to watch it. If it's in my yard where things can normally be watched, so there, if I say bring it in, there I am implying responsibility. So in the case of the chatzir, in the case where I'm telling you bring it into my yard, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in three places, Reish Sadi Aleph, Shin Sadi Gimel, Shin Sadi Ches, and the different halachas of Shamrim and in halachas of Nezikin. The Shulchan Aruch passes like this. Bikish Mechai Veiro. If someone requested from his friend, Sheyitin Rishos Lahachnes Behemto, that he should give him permission, do I have permission to bring in my animals? Opei Rosal Lechatzero, or my produce into your yard, Benosan Lavishos, and the owner gave me that permission, But he didn't say anything about washing it. He said, you could bring it in. He's not a shomer at all. It did not imply any shmira. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rebbe, because just like we say in the market, in the chatzer, there's certainly no difference. He holds that that doesn't apply any responsibility. The Ramah, though, brings Tosfos in the Rosh. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrin, they came at the Nasan Lova Shos Glikaneis. If I give you permission to come into my yard, then I became you the Kibbalah Shmiraso. It's like I did accept responsibility to watch it. Right? Because of that Svara. My yard is a place where things are watched. If I say, you can bring your bicycle in here, that means that I'm going to watch it for you. Right? So it's a Machlokis, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. So it would seem that this will be a very applicable machlokus. Right? I tell you, you can leave something in my yard. It'll be a machlokus, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, what the halacha is. However, the shach as a kashu on the Ramah. If the Ramah holds the chumrah, that in a case where you bring him to the yard, you have to be machmer. He asks, why did the Ramah wait until Simen Shin Sadi Ches, the very end of Choshen Mishpat, to bring down this halacha, when the Shulchan Aruch already said twice before, especially in our Simen, Reish Sadi Alef, halachas of Shomrim, by Shin Sadi Ches is the rules of mazikim, of damages. That's where the Ramah finally brings this chumrah. But why didn't he bring it earlier when we were talking about the rules of Shomer, the rules of Shomer? Why did he wait? The Pistei Choshen answers, you have to see the end of the Ramah. Now, what's the end of the Ramah? The end of the Ramah is based on a Gemara, the last Gemara I have on the first side of the handout. The Gemara in Baba Kama, on that Mishnah there, has a Shaila. Right? If you remember the case that we said was, Reuven asked Shimon, could I bring my animals, my fruits into your yard? And Shimon said, bring it in. So he said, according to the Chachamim, Shimon is responsible if his animals eat up the fruits or if his animals damage the Reuven's animal that was brought in, because that responsibility he accepted. The Gemara notes that the cases of the Mishnah are where the landowner's animals caused the damage. What would happen if the damage was caused from the outside? If someone on the outside came in and damaged those animals, right, what would happen then? Right, that's a different type of shmira. I'm willing maybe to watch it, that my animals won't damage. You bring your bicycle here, bring your fruits in here, and I'll watch it. I'll make sure that my animals don't eat them up. But does that mean that I'm also willing to guard them from anyone coming from the outside? That's the Gemara Shaili, Boilu. He accepted responsibility. According to the Chachamim, as soon as he says, bring it in, he accepts responsibility. So in such a case, Mahu, how chayiv is he? Did Nashu de Kabiole? Did he only accept responsibility for his own property damaging that property that he's watching? Oh, Dilma feeling it too. So Da'ama Kabiole. Or maybe he also accepted Shmira from events coming from the outside. And that the Gemara does not answer. The Gemara goes back and forth and has no answer. So based on that, the Ramah, even though the Ramah passes like the Chachamim, and then he says there's a difference between whether I am allowing you to leave stuff in my yard or out in the street, that if I'm allowing you to leave it in my yard, I am accepting responsibility. That responsibility is limited. The Ramah says that responsibility is limited. Dafka bin Zikim, Dohasalei Mibal HaChatzer. I'm limiting myself to damages that come from my own property. But damages that come from outside, I'm not chayv until I express responsibility to watch it. So the Pistei Choshen, Mishpat Shlomo gives the same answer. It says that's why the Ramah didn't say it sooner. Because over here we're talking about cases you ask me to watch your bag, you ask me to watch different things of yours. So you're asking me to watch it from outside forces ruining it. So over there, even if the Ramah holds that when I let you put something in my yard, I'm accepting responsibility, that we only know the responsibility of my own property damaging your property. But when it comes to an object or someone from the outside coming to take it, that's a bai de lo ishita. That's a shayla that the Gemara asks, that there's no answer to which we paskin l'kula, like in the first case. So since there's no answer to that, so if someone accepted, you know, bring your fruits, leave your bag in my yard, leave your bicycle in my yard. So even though I accept the responsibility, I just accept the responsibility that my lion won't eat up the bicycle. But will I accept responsibility that I'll make sure no one comes in and steals it? And I'm prepared to make a shvua if someone does steal it. Am I responsible for that? So that I never accept the responsibility. Right, so wrapping up what we have so far, we have two different situations. Right, if I say, you ask me to watch your object, watch your bicycle, watch your fruits, watch your suitcase, watch whatever it is. Depends where we are. If we're out here in the street and I say, leave it, or even like I say, leave it here. So that's a shaila in the Gemara that wasn't answered. And because of that, you can't make me responsible to pay. There's no proof that I accept the responsibility for that. If you ask me, can you leave your object in my backyard? So there, it'll depend. If it's something coming from the outside, a damage coming from the outside, there also, there won't be any responsibility because there's no proof that I accept the responsibility on any damage coming from the outside, any threat from the outside. But if it's something from my own property, that'll be a machlokes to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and there'll be a possibility to be machmir in such a case, but that's not such a likely scenario where we're mainly talking about that I was either negligent or it was stolen and I don't want to have to make a shvur. So the halacha l'maisa will be pretty much the same whether I said leave it in the market or leave it in my backyard. The only difference will be if I said, when I said leave it in my backyard, if my property damages what's back there, so then according to the Ramah, I'm responsible because it's machlokes tanoim, any paskins like those were shown in the paskin like the Chacham. Okay? That's clear? Right, that's the two cases we have so far. Now that will make it pretty easy, except there's a Hagos Hashri who puts in a third possibility. Right, we talked about in the street, we talked about in your backyard. How about your house? I knock on your door, I say, I'm going out of town. Can you watch this for me? And I say, leave it. Leave it here. I didn't say leave it in front of you, which would certainly say I'm not accepting responsibility. I didn't say leave it in front of me, which means I am accepting responsibility. I said, leave it. What's halacha there? So you would seem to think that it'd be like a chatzar. It's the same arguments that apply to a backyard should apply to a house.
A house, there's nothing. The main thing in a house is that if the house itself is burning, so there's nothing inside the house that's been damaged. So the only thing that he's destroying inside the house is from.
Maybe he has a dog in the house that will eat up the.
It's not
possible. It could be something like that. Maybe he has children in the house that'll break.
The question is.
Okay, so the Hagos Hashri says it like this. We're running out of time. I have to close off comments for the until we finish. Until afterwards. Okay. The Hagos Hashri says like this. V'davka v'chatzir ain't a chayiv. It's only by a chatzir he's not chayiv ashe mekabel o shmira until he accepts shmira. Havim hichnis in yonele beis balabayis. But if the owner of the property brought his thing into the person's house, the assumption is that makes the Baal HaBayis, the assumption is that the Baal HaBayis has accepted upon himself the Shmira. Even Rebbe would agree. Right? The circumstances of me saying, bring it into my house, those circumstances make it like a Shmira. The Shach Patsons like the Sagas Hashri, the Nesivus explains it a little bit more. And this is the way Nesivus explains it. The bechilach the chatzir. If I say take something into the chatzir, look up the inchi. I don't mind. He says a different svara. He says when I say bring it into my yard, so there we said it could mean two things. It means I'm giving you permission to come into my yard and watch it there, or we said I'm giving you permission to bring it into my yard and I'm going to watch it for you. Right? So I might not necessarily mean that I'm accepting responsibility. The Nesivus says because over there. The way the Gemara explained it is, I meant, I'm giving you permission to sit in my yard and watch it. If I say, bring your bicycle into my house, so no one's going to say, I meant, yeah, you can stay here for the next few weeks in my house in the living room. when I say you can bring it in the house, there the Nesivus understands that Gaon Sofer is saying that there's no other choice. It can only mean I'm agreeing to let you keep it here and I will watch it for you. Right, so that's what the Nesivus holds, the Shach. The Machan Prime disagrees with Agar Sashri. He brings Rishonim that hold not like that. And they say, if I didn't say I'm going to accept responsibility, I could say, leave it all I want, but I did not say I was accepting responsibility. I'm not responsible. Whether it's in my house, or whether it's in the yard, the Machan Prime sides with those Rishonim who seem to disagree with the Agar Sashri. So, let's review these three cases and then see how our score fits in. Right? We're talking where he didn't say he's going to be a shomer. He didn't say leave it in front of me, which would mean he's a shomer. He didn't say leave it in front of you, which means clearly he's not a shomer. He said, leave it here. Leave it. So if he says that in the marketplace, that we saw as a child in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't have any answer to it, so you can't make me responsible. Stopping mom and Lakula, I'm not a shomer. We said if it was in a chatzer, so it depends on what damage we're talking about. If it's the damage of my own property, that we said is a machlokas rishonim, which is a machlokas shulchan aruch and ramah, that would be a machlokas. If it's damage from outside source, there we said even the ramah, whose machmer agrees that that was a shayla of the gemara, which was not yishita, and therefore there also you couldn't make me pay. Right? If it's in my backyard, the only chance of making me pay, make me responsible, is the damage was caused by my own animals, my own property in my yard, that I might have accepted responsibility and not for something from the outside. If I said leave it in my house, so now you have a good case. The Shach, the Nesivus, the Gedolia Poskim, they say that when I say leave it in my house, I am implying responsibility. Because, like Arya was saying, because just the circumstances seem to make it in my house, that's the way the Hagos HaShri seems to be saying it, or the Nesivus' Svara, that what else could I mean when I say leave it in my house? It must mean that I'm saying leave it and I'll watch it. So based on that, what would you say in our case of the store, right? Back to our case. I'm shopping at the store and I ask him, can you watch this for me while I get my car? Or we'll keep that case. And he says, leave it here. So leave it in the corner. Right? What's the halacha?
Those far is saying leave it, but you have to watch it yourself.
Right, good. So that's the first thing that Mishpat Shlomo says. He said, let's not, we can't just look at the case, we have to see the svaras. What was the svara that we said, if I say leave it in your chatzir? If I say, can I leave it in your chatzir, and I said, okay, I didn't say okay, I said leave it here. We said, that might not imply responsibility, or that does not imply responsibility, because there it means leave it here and you watch it. I'm giving you permission to stay here. Now, ordinarily you wouldn't have the right to stay in my yard. Now I'm giving you the right to stay in my yard. Right? So there we say it. I didn't accept responsibility, I just gave you permission to stay here. But if I tell you that watch this while I go pick up my car, and I say leave it here, I can't say, oh, I meant leave it here and you watch it. You asked me to watch it while you're getting your car. You can't interpret my words leave it here as saying leave it here and you can watch it. It doesn't make sense. So at first the Mishpat Shlomo wants to say, even though we might say that in the case of leave it in a chatzir, even leave it in a house, well, maybe not there, but you leave it in a chatzir, there it does not imply responsibility, because I said, I meant you have permission to stay here, not when I said, I need to pick up my car to pick up the thing I just bought. There you can't say that implies responsibility. You can't say that means sit here and watch it. It seems to imply responsibility that I will watch it. That's what he says at first. However, he ends up with a svara. He brings from the Butchacher, the Kesek Gedoshim says, that the case of the store is completely different. The Butchacher said that if someone has a mill and people bring in grain to mill the grain, and you go and tell the miller, and you say, watch this while I have to go somewhere. So the Butchacher says, even if the miller said, leave it in front of me, which normally certainly implies shmira, but when you're dealing with someone who's busy with his job, how do you expect him? Do you really expect him that he's going to stop his job and watch your property here to make sure no one takes it? Certainly doesn't imply any responsibility. Why did he say leave it? He said leave it. And leave it in you watch or whatever he meant. Leave it in front of me. But, you know, you have to realize that I'm busy here. I can't take responsibility. There the circumstances tell us that he cannot accept responsibility. So the Mishpat Shlomo says in the same case of a store, you have a storekeeper, a customer's coming in and out, and he says, leave it. Leave it. The guy goes out. You can't assume that he's accepted his responsibility because he's busy with his customers. He meant, leave it at your own risk. But he didn't say it, but he's saying, leave it at your own risk. And one other thing, and this was Dr. Reiner's Kasha, right? The Shulchan Aruch had said the case of a Shomer Chinam in the beginning, who has, if you leave Kesef and Kalim, and he said, leave it. Stam. He didn't accept Shmira. Then the Sivas asked, it's Mashma that we're talking about a house, and when we're talking about a house, we just saw from the Shach and the Sivas himself brought the Shach, but the Shach passes like Dalgas Hashvi, that when you take something into your house, when I say leave it in the house, I'm implying responsibility to watch it. So how can we say over there Hanaf Stam means no responsibility? So then Sivas answers the case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, where I said, oh, there's a special corner there, you can keep it in that corner, and that's where you'll keep it. And when I say leave something in a specific corner, there I'm implying I'm not watching it. I say put it over there, out of my sight, put it over there. That's your responsibility now. So based on that, Mishpat Shlomo says the same thing over here in the case of the store, where the storekeeper said, put it in the corner over there. Not only did the circumstances of his being busy as a storekeeper preclude him from accepting responsibility on that object that he was asked to watch, but the fact that he said put it in the corner is tantamount to saying, need to put it in the street. It's like I'm saying, I'm not accepting it as my house, as my property, and I'm saying put it in that corner, like the Nesivus explains the Shulchan Aruch. So bottom line is, it's a tough case if you ask the storekeeper to watch your object, unless you get him to tell you, I'm accepting responsibility, it will be at your own risk. So that other case that we started with, where they ask you to deposit your articles there, so there it could be that the response, they are implicitly accepting responsibility, except Hassan usually says they don't accept responsibility, and that's what they're doing to protect themselves.